Shot. No Shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I say
amen, I shot. Shot, No Shot brought to you by the wonderful people at the Club Hawthorne app and the PointsBet Sportsbook. The Belmont Stakes in 3 weeks. Hope you can make some money there. Did not have huge profits on the Preakness. We did on the Derby, so get ready. Download the Club Hawthorne app, and if you want points bet for sports betting, use this promo code. Take that for two risk-free bets up to $2,000. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning. How are we?
We're good. We're good. How
What's
are you?
What's going on? I'm doing okay. I'm doing
just,
well.
Just okay?
Can't complain. It's a Monday.
It's Wednesday. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a day.
That's it.
That's true. It's a day that ends in Y. Yeah, I can't complain. It was a nice weekend. I'm glad to be back with the team. Dion, welcome aboard. It's the first time working with you.
Yes.
It's been a wonderful first hour. Cap, I apologize for being a jag. I'm just me, man.
By the way, Shay, Vicky McHenry says it's not Alexa listening to you. It is your phone.
It's the phone.
My brother is an executive with Amazon. And he swears it is not Alexa listening.
Yeah,
but
that's
it is
just
your
what an
phone
Amazon executive
listening.
Would tell you.
So if you do your experiment, make sure your phone is turned completely off.
Okay, completely off?
All right.
I don't ever turn my phone completely off unless it's giving
me issues.
Yeah,
there's no shot that's happening.
Right, then you reboot it.
Then you reboot it. Right, right.
Right, I don't. My phone, like if there's a breaking story at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I called your cell. Oh, my God, you won't believe what just happened in sports. Can you get to the station? We got to go on. Like, that happened when Ron Santo died.
Right,
I got
right.
a call 2 in the morning.
2 in the morning.
Can you be on the air in 2 hours? And Luke Stuckmeyer and I were on the air at 4 a.m.
Wow.
Yes. And there are other people I work with in this industry who go, I turn my phone off.
Oh, no, I don't turn my phone off.
Can you even, like, I think if you turn it on and put it on the hook at night, it turns on while it's charging. Like, I don't even think you can turn it off while charging it.
No, I think you can.
Can't? I don't know.
Would never try.
Anyway, Shay.
All right, CBS Sports' Jason LaCanfora has reported that the Bears All-Pro defensive lineman Robert Quinn, quote, wants out of Chicago and that it's likely he will be one of the hottest assets on the market at this season's trade deadline. My question is pretty simple. Shot or no shot, Quinn is an asset that Ryan Poles should be open to moving.
First of all, Jason LaCanfora is the most inaccurate NFL reporter that I have ever watched. Followed. Why I follow the dude, I don't know. The guy's never right, especially about the Bears.
Really? Never right. Okay. So what do you think?
If you're going to move Robert Quinn, I would have thought that the best spot to trade him would have been draft night.
Agreed. Agreed. He's 32. He's had one great season here.
I would trade him in a second.
If you could, but I don't think he can. Yes,
And
guess
I
what?
Think they're okay with that.
I think they are, too. So if I'm Robert Quinn, I don't want to be there either.
Right.
That's not news to me.
Hey, Robert, you got 18 and a half sacks this year, and your team went 4-13.
Yes. That's going to be real.
I would trade. If I could get a third-round pick for him, done.
Done. Yes, if they can get anything for him, done. So is that shot? No shot. What was I supposed to say there?
Yeah, how are we supposed to answer this, Shay?
The question is, Ryan Poles should be open to moving Robert
shot.
Quinn.
Oh, shot. Absolutely.
100%.
If he can,
anyone not named Justin Fields
is on the table
in the right deal.
Agreed.
Go ahead.
I was just looking at Jason LaCanfora's inaccuracies. Apparently in the past, he was exposed as he fell for a catfish scheme when he was covering the Washington R-words at the time. Now, of course, the Commanders.
Correct.
That sounds right.
All right, yesterday, the Cubs got back in the win column with a victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks, buoyed by home runs from Frank Schwindel and Patrick Wisdom.
In the air, left center, back is Thomas. It's got a chance! Gone! Patrick Wisdom has tied the ball game.
He takes a quick jaunt around the bases. That's home runs in 3 consecutive games for Patrick Wisdom.
Schwindel drives one. Left field. Back is Peralta. Cubs have the lead.
Now he's going to sprint around the bases as well. They go back to back on back to back days.
Back-to-back home runs for Schwindel and Wisdom. My question, shot or no shot? Schwisdom is a core the Cubs can keep intact and build around during the rebuild.
Okay, I can't get on board with building around, but for a team that is rebuilding, they need joy like those two bring to the ballpark. Nothing makes me smile more than watching Schwindel race around the bases after he hits a home run. I mean, these are two guys who were in the minors for so long, have to still be told, look, you're going to be on the team. You don't have to try that hard. I love the way they approach the game. I love it.
So I'm with you.
Build around, No shot.
These are 30-year-old dudes. No.
Yes.
It was cool what they did. First time in 53 years since 1969.
That's awesome.
I believe it was Ernie and Billy back-to-back home runs
cool.
on consecutive days. First time since then. So it's a bit of Cubs history. They're fun guys. They're nice players. Part of their core? Stop yourself.
Yeah.
No shot.
No shot. Although Schwindel drinking at Murphy's is probably my favorite picture of all time.
How about the flight that he had to take to San Diego?
I mean, what?
In the middle seat.
They're just delightful.
Hi, I'm Frank Schwindel. Can I get it first? Nope.
Nope.
You got a middle seat?
Sorry, dude.
It's better than Des Moines. I'm going.
Is there anything worse than seeing yourself in a middle seat on an airplane? It's like the worst thing I think you can experience when traveling.
Okay, hold on a second. I sit in the middle seat, unless I'm traveling by myself on business.
You when do?
Yes. Because my wife likes the window. And if I get the aisle and she's in the middle, she sleeps on me, like leans against me.
Yes, and you're not having that?
No shot.
Okay, so when I travel with my children, also middle seat. I sit between them. It's not ideal.
I don't have a problem with it.
I prefer the window.
If I'm flying myself, I'm in the window.
Yes.
But if I'm with her, I get my iPad, put my AirPods in.
Look at you.
And away we go.
That's lovely.
So
you want to share a Facebook check. You're not sleeping on me.
I'm not sharing a Facebook check. I had gambling winnings this weekend.
You don't share those.
I'm the most generous guy going.
I know you are.
I will buy her if there's something. I have the concept called an I love you present.
Oh.
So it could be a candy bar.
Yeah.
It could be a flower. It could be something more elaborate. But when she least expects it,
I love that.
Never send flowers on birthday, sweetest day, Valentine's Day. That's trite. Everybody does. But in the middle of August, when 2 dozen red roses show up, just, honey, I want you to know I love you. Or I bring something home. I was thinking of you today on my day.
I love that.
An I love you present.
As small as it can be. You just thought of her when she wasn't there.
She likes toffee.
I love that.
Oh, I found this gourmet toffee on Armitage. I drove from the station to Armitage, bought the gourmet toffee, went and got a little gift bag at Walgreens, put it in there, and I had it on her pillow when she went to bed.
That's awesome.
What a guy.
See, I love that.
Take that.
I love that. So if you want to spend your winnings from gambling on yourself, that's fine, too.
There you go.
I'm not mad.
There you go. Shay.
Maybe you want to spend it on this, Cap. An extremely rare Michael Jordan collectible card is at auction. The card is a 1990 to 2000 Upper Deck final floor piece. It features an actual part of the court that Jordan hit his famous last shot on as a Chicago Bull in Game 6 of the 98 Finals. It also includes Jordan's signature in blue ink, and it's the only version of the card that Upper Deck ever made, a one-of-one collectible. On the back, there is a certificate of authenticity, and it's such a unique find. The auction is already up to $140,000. My question, shot or no shot, this card will sell for north of $1 million.
Oh, that's a shot.
Yeah, that's a shot, for sure. I'm not spending that money on it.
Me either. Cards, I worked for a trading card company for a while,
really?
And it's an interesting business.
It is.
But no, that one wouldn't intrigue. Now, you told me that I could buy the silks that Secretariat wore in the Belmont?
You'd be into that?
It's my favorite athlete of all time.
Oh.
100%. You can keep all the human athletes I've watched. Been some great ones. I'll take Secretariat.
No kidding. You would?
Yes.
Wow. Learning things new every day. No, I can't get on board with expensive collectibles like that. I just am not interested. I have other things I want to spend my money on.
Yeah, I do the sports card thing, but like $1 million card, that's too much. That's insane. Who's buying that?
Someone.
Who's got $1 million.
Of like expendable income. That's correct. Just like, whatever, I'll just.
That one wouldn't do nothing. It for me.
No, that doesn't do it for me either. I mean, it's cool. I'd love to see it, but I'm not going to spend my money on it.
Yeah, I'm Secretariat. Okay. For me. I'm still very upset with myself that when Secretariat was retired, that I did not get in the car and drive down to Kentucky to Claiborne Farms and get a picture. People did that all the time.
Ugh.
He was the most photogenic horse of all time.
And you didn't.
I was an idiot.
Don't be so hard on yourself. It's okay. It's okay.
Shay.
All right. Yesterday, this is a kind of a personal tie-in to sports shot or no shot. I was watching the White Sox doubleheader, and in between the two games, I went out in the living room. I checked in with my wife, saw what she was doing. She was watching the baseball movie Fever Pitch. It's kind of a famous movie because the Red Sox, it's about a guy who has season tickets to the Red Sox. He doesn't want to give them up. He goes to every game, but he meets a girl, and she wants him to start like committing to her the way he's committed to the Red Sox. Of course, it takes place during the 2004 season when they came back against the Yankees, won their first World Series since, what, 1914. It's all filmed at Fenway Park. They had to rewrite the ending because they assumed the Red Sox would lose. It's got this magical story. So my question, shot or no shot, Fever Pitch is a top five baseball movie.
No shot. No shot in the world. Not at all.
Bingo, I'm with her.
Not at all.
No shot.
The best baseball movies are Bull Durham, Field of Dreams.
Major League.
The Natural. All of those.
Phenomenal.
Amazing movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not even close.
I kind of agree. I was watching it, too, and like Jimmy Fallon as a lead actor. How did anybody think that could happen?
Right.
Right.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
Not good.
No. And I'm like a minor league baseball junkie, so Bull Durham is like it. I love that movie.
Bull Durham's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah.
Shay.
Is that it?
That's four of them. We got to stay timely, buddy. We got to move on here.
We do have Jesse Rogers at 8:35. We'll get into what went on in New York this weekend. 312-332-3776. Did you get that Facebook check? And the other part of this question is, if you have gambling winnings, you hit a parlay, you won a pool, whatever, do you have to disclose that to the other side in your relationship? Be right back.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Welcome back on Cap Jay Hood. Dion Miller is with me this week with Hoodie on vacation. Dion will not be here Wednesday. I will be with Sylvie in this time slot.
Okay. Is it like a trading thing?
Spring trading.
The last one.
The creation of
Peggy
Danny
and I have
Zetterman.
Not gotten in on the spring trading, but I do enjoy it because I like hearing the different personalities at different times of the day.
You want my spot?
It's lovely.
On Wednesday?
No.
I'm kidding.
Cap, have you heard the promos for that, by the way? They are promoting a boxing match between you and Sylvie.
Okay, it's not going to happen.
No, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm coming to talk sports.
Yes.
If they want anything else, they got the wrong guy.
Oh, wow.
We are promoting a boxing match.
God bless them.
Well, that's not what's going to happen. It'll be fine.
Correct. I'd like to see it, personally.
No.
No.
Not going to happen.
I don't want to see it. No. We're all friends. We're family. Just shy of family.
We're teammates.
There we go. Teammates.
312-332-3776.
I'm here with my family.
That's exactly right, Brian. Dave's in Plainfield. Again, JR got $397 from filling out some stupid form for Facebook.
I love how it's stupid.
Apparently a lot of people got $397.
Somebody's a little triggered this morning, aren't they?
I'm triggered. I could use that money.
Yeah, I'm not
stupid
triggered.
Form. It's a stupid form, JR.
Yeah, because you'd be the guy coming in, distracted in the meeting, going, my information all got hacked. Yeah, you were the moron that filled out a form.
Did you have to give them all that information, though, JR? Or was it just pretty simple, like, this is my name, this is my Facebook account, that sort of thing?
Yeah, just confirm your information, pretty much the stuff that you have through Facebook. Again, I got a check. I did not give them access to any of my banking information, Cap.
All right, well, I'm still looking for this email. maybe it'll pop up somewhere.
It wasn't in my inbox. I searched biometrics and I didn't have it.
I don't have it on my phone. Sometimes when you go to a laptop to search or a desktop computer to search, it will come up. But I'm not seeing it here.
So. Me either. 312-332-3776. By the way, Mitch says, my wife did not fill out the thing when they sent the email, and I told her, fill this out. So I'm keeping my check for myself.
That is exactly my story.
I say same that's thing. Fair. I say that's
same thing.
Fair.
She had the same opportunity. You all had the same opportunity to get this check that I did. Every one of you did.
Yeah, but I'm still feeling like you specifically, JR, should share with us.
Oh, is that right?
Just feeling that this morning.
Like breakfast in the morning?
I mean,
maybe some coffee.
More coffee?
Coffee? 312-332-3776. Dave's in Plainfield. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Cap and Dion. How are you today?
What's up?
Good morning.
Hey, I was one of those idiots, though. My wife and I have a joint account, but I also have my own checking account.
Mm-hmm.
And for some apparent reason, I decided to do the direct deposit option on that Facebook thing. And about a week and a half ago, I got a notification on my phone that I had a deposit in my bank account for $397.
That's pretty awesome. Is this just the joint
account or the other account?
No, my separate account. So that went into my account. I don't know why I did it. I still question myself why. but my wife, she did it without doing the direct deposit, and she got a check Saturday for $397.
Wow. Well,
so,
Dave, don't question yourself. You made the right decision.
So wait, when you did the direct deposit, you had to put the banking information into this form.
Yes.
Like, Dave, that's idiotic, right?
I Cap, I totally agree with you. I don't know why I did it. I heard that this was a legit lawsuit, and so I sort of made the decision. I'm like, I'm going to try. I mean, I think we filled it out back in like 2020 or 2021 or something like that.
Well, no wonder
and
we I just can't got out.
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. And then my wife told me the other day now that Snapchat has one that they're saying that you could get up almost up to $1,000.
Okay, I have Snapchat.
I don't use it.
Yeah, I got to get in on
this.
But
I have a Snapchat account. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, I used to use it. I haven't used it in a long time.
You did use it?
Yeah.
It's too much, okay? The Reels
Thanks, Dave. The
TikTok and the Reels and Snapchat and Facebook and Stories. And oh, my gosh, I'm exhausted. I don't want to do any of it.
Right.
But we have to. I know we have to in some capacity for work and those sorts of things.
To promote shows.
To promote our shows and what we're doing. But I just... I'm too tired. It's too much work. It's just too much work. But I enjoy watching other people do it.
Right.
It's just a lot of effort. I don't understand how to do TikTok. I really don't.
Me either.
I don't get it. I'm like, and everybody's, so are they, do you have to dance? Like, does it have to be dance moves or what does it, what, I don't know what
no,
it, I don't
you
know.
Can do
I don't
whatever.
See dancing so, at all on mine.
So Hoodie and I did the high school basketball doubleheader at Wintrust that LeBron James'
yes,
kid played it.
I remember that.
So I started my TikTok.
At that moment?
Shortly before that.
Okay.
And that day, somebody there I know said, oh, my daughter's really good at TikTok. She was like 17, 18
of
years
course.
Old. She'll help you. So there's Bronny James warming up.
Yeah.
So I shoot a video of him shooting jump shots, and she posts it. And like a week later, she's like, you know, you have almost 400,000 views of that. I'm like, excuse me?
Wow. Really?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Well,
I haven't posted a thing since.
See, I've never posted. I maybe posted one thing. I know Peggy and I are trying to get a TikTok channel going for our Saturday show.
Mm-hmm.
And this is classic Peggy and Dion. So Jake, our awesome producer, he's helping us get started because he's of that age.
Correct.
He's slightly younger than me and Peg.
A little
older than Jake. So he's helping us with that. But classic Dion and Peggy, we're leaving and we're like, oh, right, we were going to do TikTok. Can we try again next week? Like, we're just not, that's not where my brain is. But my 7-year-old daughter wants me to have TikTok on my phone so that she can do the dances. Now, she doesn't post anything. But I went through the videos of her, like, she keeps all the drafts. And she's like... twerking all over the place. I'm like, absolutely not. We're not, you're 7. Like, be 7. What is happening? So I just deleted that from my phone. I'm not, she's not ready to know if that's right or wrong, right? So,
correct.
So I'm just removing that from her life.
So if you...
And my own, frankly. I don't have any desire to do TikToks.
Me either.
Okay.
So if you indeed bet a parlay, I mean, we talk so much gambling now in sports. They give out the live odds in the game.
Right.
Okay, so I had a ticket on Justin Thomas yesterday.
Go ahead, tell us.
It paid well.
Of course.
And the people go, do you share that with your wife? No, I'm generous to my wife, whatever she needs. But like if I hit a parlay or I won a little money on the horses, I played races all day on Saturday. No, I don't come. Hey, Mindy. I won $200. Hey, Mindy, well, I won $300.
You're so busted. The way you're couching this right now, I want a little money. Does she know the dollar figures you're talking about here?
Yes.
Yeah?
No, do you immediately think I want to turn that into more? Like, do you immediately think I'm going to use that money and just bet on other things to turn it into more money?
It depends. I have a number that if I hit a certain number, I go over to Points Bet Sportsbook in Prospect Heights.
Yeah.
Or Hawthorne.
Yeah.
And I will make a withdrawal. Hi, can I have my $300, please?
Okay.
And I take it.
We all know it's more than $300, but that was cute. You know what? I appreciate you bringing it to my level.
And
thank you.
And I take the money, and then I put it back in my account.
Okay. Okay.
And then so, if I build it back up, and I'm like, I'll go get another whatever.
Right. Well, you can't even say it again because you know it's more than that. That's okay. Okay, so I understand that now. I just wonder, is it... Because I've never really, never done it. I mean, my husband and I went to Arlington Racetrack a couple times, and both times we bet on a horse, and both times we won like $110, legit amount. It was $100, and we were like, oh, that's great. And then we just walked away. We bought more drinks, and we went on our merry way. So it doesn't feel like I'm never like, oh my gosh, let's do it again and see if we can turn that into more. I'm not risking like that. But I mean... I'd love to win
something. I only bet on days that end in a Y.
Same. I bet every single day. But I do it old school. I have the old school bookie, and we settle every week via Venmo. Yeah. I go the old school route. And so I keep like a certain amount in my Venmo account, and either money's coming in or money's going out. And then if we really hit big, I'll get my wife a new pair of shoes and I'll take it out and I'll spend it on something. But for the most part, it's like I have my bankroll. It comes in, it goes out, it grows or it diminishes. I don't really pull it out or touch it.
So there was a horse I bet on that was a long shot.
On Saturday at the Preakness?
Yeah. So that was what day? May 21?
Yes.
Okay. So I bet this horse. I'll tell you the name of it because I was screaming in the house. Screaming. I want to say it was like the eighth or ninth race.
Okay.
It was, I think.
Oh, you watched all day.
Oh, I bet.
You bet all day.
Lightning Larry. Lightning Larry went off.
That is awesome.
He went off at 11 to 1. He paid $26 to win. The Exacta paid $103.40 for a $2 bet. I'm literally standing in our living room and I'm like, because Larry was second. And he's trying to run down the big favorite, the one.
Recreate this moment, please.
And I'm standing in our living room.
Yeah.
Run him down, Larry! Come on, Larry, run him down! I'm screaming this. And all of a sudden, my wife comes up from the basement. She's standing there watching it. She said, did Larry win? And is mama getting a new pair of shoes? That was her line. Yes, yes, Larry won.
Larry
yes.
won. So is she getting a new pair of shoes?
Yes.
Well done. See, now that I can get on board with.
Yep, they're cool.
What shoes did you get her? You're not telling us.
No.
Because they're more than $300.
Yes.
And will obviously be discussed in the bedroom this evening for Alexa.
To see if they start popping up on your Facebook feed.
There you go.
It's all coming full circle.
312-332-3776. So if you would like to weigh in, do you tell your wife if you have gambling winnings or your significant other? 312-332-3776. A baseball update. A lot to unpack with Jesse Rogers next.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Jesse Rogers is brought to you by our friends and partners at Neighborhood Housing Services. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
How are you? Good. I'm good.
I'm good.
Excited. All right. What's happening? Let's start with Saturday in New York when Tim Anderson and Josh Donaldson get into it. I thought that it was a really cool moment for the White Sox clubhouse where they all came together. Tony's wearing a shirt that says family. Liam Hendricks says he wears that shirt every single day, and that's what we have built here. We have a family.
I'm here with my family.
Thank you, Brian. Do you think this is a flashpoint for this team to take off?
I think it's possible, yes. I woke up yesterday, I swear on my kid's life, I wish I had said it to Xander and Hanley, that I thought the Sox might sweep. I really thought that because it was a rallying cry for them, where even if the Yankee teammates like Josh Donaldson, it's not exactly a flashpoint for that club, right? They sort of have to defend it. Boone had to talk around it in the morning. There's probably some teammates mad at him, where on the White Sox side, they all are unified because obviously Donaldson was in the wrong, not Tim Anderson. So, yes, I think it's possible. I think sometimes we make too much of this, but we're going to have to look back. I mean, a good start sweeping them. We're going to have to look back 2, 3, 4 weeks from now and say, was that the moment that the season turned from the White Sox? I don't know. We can't say that for sure. It's really hard to determine that. But the possibility does exist. I certainly thought it would wake them up yesterday, and it did. So, yeah, you never know what it's going to do. We'll see what the league says about Josh Donaldson soon. I've talked to some people, and they're just unsure what sort of punishment is going to be. I know they want this to be a learning experience. That's kind of what Boone talked about with you know, trying to instill that into Donaldson. Like, this is an area you don't tread on, right? This is not where you go to make a joke. And I don't know how the league is going to come down on him, but I do know they want to sort of turn it around and make it a learning experience, though. You know, he might get a game or two or whatever the case may be. But, yes, back to the White Sox, I think only something good can come of this within that locker room for sure.
Not just their being able to sweep and respond to the Donaldson drama. The pitching they got yesterday, Jesse, from Cueto and Kopech, I mean, that has to give them a lot of confidence moving towards, like, that middle part of the season where they're going to need to kind of stack wins like that.
Well, it's becoming pretty clear this team is going to go as far as its starting pitching.
Yeah.
As much as the bullpen stacked, we've seen Graveman, you know, he had a hiccup yesterday. We've seen Kelly have hiccups. We've seen Lee. It really is going to come down, just like last year, to this starting staff. It peaked in the first half last year. Maybe it'll peak or start to peak just even now toward, you know, for the last 4 months of the season. It's pretty clear this offense is maybe it's starting to come out of it. I was looking at their on-base percentage. It's better in the last 2 weeks than it has been for the full season. But this team is not run through its offense. It's not going to be run through its bullpen. It's really going to be that starting staff. I said this 3 weeks ago, that the way out of their mess was going to be through pitching, and it's starting to happen. A small move people probably didn't notice. You know, they had 27 rostered players yesterday for the doubleheader. Well, they sent down Tanner Banks.
Yeah.
Now, he was kind of the long man from the left side, right? Much more than Aaron Bummer is for them or Bennett Sousa. So are they prepping Dallas Keuchel for that bullpen? Because they have 6 right now with 3 off days in the next week, plus Lance Lynn coming back soon. Now, you never know when the next injury is going to occur, but they've got a pretty good rotation now when you think of Johnny Cueto. I mean, my God, he was good yesterday and in his first start as well. So you got to ride that for a while now. I don't know if it's going to last, but he is looking like the old, the young Johnny Cueto, I guess I should say. So all of a sudden now you are stacked on that mound with Lance Lynn coming back soon. He'll throw a live BP this week, probably go obviously out on a rehab stint soon. But that's going to be how they get out of this, Dion, that starting staff.
As you look at how this whole thing transpired over the weekend, is Josh Donaldson as reviled in each city he's worked in as Liam Hendricks' comments indicated? He said, I've talked to 4 different clubhouses. I was teammates with the guy. Nobody likes him.
He's a different cat. There's no other way to say it. I mentioned that yesterday on the air as well. You know, he's had this crazy past where his dad was in jail and stuff. So he grew up in a different environment. Maybe that's made him different. I don't know. I'll say this. He's almost the best I'll say about him, Cap, is he's like Dennis Rodman. You hated him on any team when you played against him. You kind of liked him when he was on your team. In fact, you liked him a lot, right, if you're a Bulls fan. He's a little bit like that. I can't say every locker room he's played in hates him. But, yes, he pushes the envelope. That probably makes him as good as he is in some ways, right? That's his personality. But he crossed the line here. It was just dumb. Even I think Liam even said it. Like, you don't joke with someone unless you're really close to him. He's not really close to Tim Anderson. And he's making a joke with racial undertones in a situation where they almost had a bench clearing brawl the week before between Tim Anderson and Josh Donald. Like, why would you go there with someone you're not that close with? So it was dumb. It was stupid. I do know that he brings an edge, and the teams he's on do like that. But can I say every teammate loves him? I think Liam's on the money on that description.
So as the White Sox come home, how do you see them kind of handling this homestand? They had a rough road trip all the way around, but to come out of it the way they did yesterday, you feel like, I know you mentioned it could be a turning point, but you feel like they have some momentum heading into this homestand.
I do. Yes. Yesterday has to give you some confidence against the best team on the road after they spanked you at home. Mm-hmm. Look, Boston's a little bit better, but you're getting them at home. You got off days today and Thursday. Then you get the Cubs at home and an off day after that before you go out on the road. Yes, at some point they've got to start trending in the right direction instead of this, you know, one game up on 500, one game below, back and forth. And Lance Lynn is due back pretty soon, as I mentioned. So, sure, you could say they're trending a little bit better, but they've got to go on some sort of a run here at some point. The next road trip's not easy, at Toronto, at Tampa Bay, then home against the Dodgers. So think about those three series. So, let's see. I mean, Deanne, we've played long enough into the season where they haven't convinced you of anything yet. Push past 500 by 4, 5, 6 games, and then you start to feel a lot better about them.
Let's talk about the Cubs. They did something they hadn't done in 53 years where they went back-to-back Saturday and Sunday. Wisdom and Schwindel. Sunday was to help them come from behind and win late in the ball game. They are who we think they are, though, yep. Correct?
Absolutely they are. But I will tell you, and I know, you know, if you go on Twitter after Saturday's loss where they had that lead and gave it up and everything, people going crazy. But you know the most important thing over the weekend was Justin Steele striking out 10 batters. That's what matters in these games. Don't worry about the standings. Anybody that's worried about the standings is fooling themselves. But when you see Justin Steele in back-to-back games against the same team strike out 19 batters, that's impressive. Look what Dallas Keuchel did against the same team in two starts. Look what even Nestor Cortes did against the White Sox in his second start. But this guy did it. Look at Keegan Thompson, another solid 3 innings. That's what matters. You know what I almost do every week? I look at the Cubs roster and I start to count up who's going to be here in the future when it matters. And there's starting to be some names. Keegan Thompson is one. Justin Steele is another. We can start to go through a few. Obviously, Nico Horner is another. Ian Happ could be another. There's, out of a 26-man roster, there's probably 7 or 8 guys that are proving that they can be here longer term. So don't worry about the standings. Worry about the individuals. And I actually think between Justin Steele and Keegan Thompson, it was a successful weekend. That's how I'm breaking this thing down.
Totally agree with you about Justin Steele. And if you want to get excited about the Cubs putting together wins, I mean, they play the Reds. This is their opportunity.
Hold on a second. So the Reds started 3-22.
Yeah.
Since then, they're 9-6.
Oh, you're right.
And the Reds, anybody in the Cubs division, Dion, has that sort of, they rise a little bit to the occasion when they play the Cubs, especially now, because they smell blood in the water. The Cubs have beaten them up for so long. The visiting fans have invaded Cincinnati, for example, for years. So they, you know, a team like the Reds, they need to get up every so often for a series, right? Because it's going to be a grind all season. So just be careful against these lesser teams, especially in the division. They want to beat up on the Cubs for a bunch of different reasons.
And did you take Jed's comments quickly? Because we're just about out of time. Sure. Jed's comments the other day where, oh, we have a great relationship with Wilson. I mean, really?
No, this is what I'll take out of it real quick. I do think they are going to circle back. I do think they are liking this version of Wilson Contreras more than ever. And I forget about relationships. It's about money and contracts. Mm-hmm. I do think they'll circle back at some point. I just don't know if they're going to hand him $100 million because that's what he's probably going to want. But at least he's opened their eyes to maybe this is the the guy we want. You got to be careful. It's his walk season, all that stuff. But I do think there's going to be a circling back to him after the arbitration hearing.
Jesse, have a great day, man.
Okay, thanks, Jesse. Take care.
Appreciate you. There he is, Jesse Rogers, brought to you by Neighborhood Housing Services. We have some people that would like to weigh in if they win gambling. Do they give it to their significant other? But I also have another question for you.
Yes.
Would you go on a spontaneous road trip? Your husband said, Deanna, the kids are at our parents. Let's go right now. Let's go.
Let me think about it.
We'll be right back.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
I love this. Getting my day going with you. It's
there you
so
go.
Fun.
Rock
I feel
and
like,
roll.
I feel like we've been up for hours.
Yeah.
We have been up for hours.
We have. 312-332-3776. Would you go on a spontaneous road trip?
Now, I love road trips. I am not shy about that. I love the adventure of it. I love driving somewhere new. I always tell my family and friends, like, if I was in the car all the time, I would weigh 400 pounds because I love to eat in the car. I don't know why. I love to snack in the car. I just do. So I plan that accordingly, right? Mm-hmm. Like if I know we're going on a road trip, I wait to eat till we're in the car because then I'm just going to snack the whole time. That's
correct.
Just me
Who
being
does
real.
The driving?
Usually my husband does, but I've done several road trips with my kids to go visit family in Ohio or wherever because
And
he couldn't go. So I've done a lot of those and I enjoy that. But the spontaneity of it is very hard for me because I am a planner. This is my plan for today. So no, I can't just go. Now, the hook on a spontaneous road trip with my husband would be that the fact that there were no children involved. Now, I have no responsibilities on said road trip. Because when you take your children, it's not a vacation of any sorts. It's just a trip. It's work.
Correct.
But if no kids are involved, now we're having fun
so
and a
what
vacation.
If no kids are involved and you walked in the house, let's call it 10:30 this morning.
Yeah.
And you're like, why are there two suitcases here? Car service will be here in 5 minutes. We're leaving. I packed you. We're going on vacation.
Oh my gosh.
We won't be home for 4 days.
Okay, so is it my husband at home or is it someone else? Because I don't think my husband would ever do that.
See, I would
love
do
you,
that.
Ray, but he would never do that. I would do that for. I have done that for him. Surprised him and took him to the Indy 500. My mother flew her in from Florida. She knocked on the door on a Saturday morning, and he's like, "What are you doing here?" You know, and I said, "We're going to Indy," and we drove to the Indy 500. It was awesome.
That's awesome.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah,
absolutely love it. Yeah. But no, he would not do that.
Would you, Shay?
Go on a spontaneous road trip? Yeah. Absolutely not. I had this conversation yesterday. No, because I got too much stuff going on. And I'm one of those sports fans that wants to watch everything.
What do you have going on?
When I'm watching stuff, I'm listening to stuff. I have my routines where I like, look, if my wife came to me today, she gets home from school and she gets home and she's like, hey, my wife's in doctoral school, by the way. She gets home and she's like, hey, I got some time off the rest of the week. Let's go. And I look at the calendar and it's like, well, I can't take the 2 days or to go someplace. And then there's a Celtics game tonight. There's baseball games. I'm one of those people. It's like in Fever Pitch, which I talked about earlier. His girlfriend goes, hey, I got two tickets to Paris. We're going. And he's like, Seattle's coming to town. That's me.
Wow.
There's much more to life.
There's so much. That's A. And two, hey, we can watch everything.
Cat.
And you can watch it on your phone wherever you go. Like, you're not going to miss anything.
Stream it.
Yeah, but then I'm not as attentive to her as I should be. And then it's like, it doesn't work that way. You know it doesn't work that way. If we're on a trip somewhere and I'm watching something on my phone, might as well stay home.
27.
Too young to be this way, I know. Way too young to be this way.
No, I feel like you are that way because you're young. As you get older, it will all change. Because I used to be that way. I mean, it's like sports was appointment TV all the time.
Right.
But now I've kind of, I just get, you know, there's too many other wonderful things to do in life. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I love talking about sports. I love watching it. I'm not knocking that. I just enjoy the break from it, you know.
Yeah. Or like I was out of town over the weekend and I still
have the game on my phone or on my iPad while I'm doing something else.
Yes.
I pay attention.
Of course. Multitasking.
JR, can you go on a spontaneous road trip?
I once in college grabbed a ticket off of a ride board. Remember when those things were still a thing? Off a ride board and went to San Francisco from Carbondale to game three of the 1989 playoffs without tickets. How's that for spontaneity?
That is cool.
Yeah, see, I love that.
I love that. That's really cool.
That I have done. We did. We went to Baltimore to go to a Ravens game just on a whim. We did a weekend. We went to D.C., saw the sights there, then took the train up to Baltimore and saw a game, and then we flew home. That was a great trip. I'll do the spontaneous, like, sports-related type stuff. Yeah, that's great. Cool. I love that.
We have a couple that want to weigh in on their gambling winnings. Jesse.
Hey, good morning, guys and girl. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. When I win from gambling, what I sometimes do is I'll just spend it. I'll go and buy something. You know, I bought a motorcycle or a boat, and when she freaks out thinking I spent our money on this, I let her have her moment, and then I calm her down by saying, hey, I won this. It didn't cost us a thing. And then she totally forgets about the gambling. That's all out the window after that.
It's well played. It's well played, Jesse.
Thanks,
good job,
man. Appreciate it.
And one other thing, too, what I also do is I don't you know, share the winning part with her. I also don't share the losing part with her either. None of my losing also comes out of our joint accounts or anything, so that helps.
There you go. Well,
that's really
well
good.
Played.
Yeah, that's well
Real
done.
Fast. William. William.
Hello, William.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Good morning.
So back in 2020, when the Lakers won the championship in the bubble, I had a bet that I placed in the offseason that the Lakers would win, and the payout was like $2,500. So when they went deep in the playoffs, I decided to tell my fiance that I had the ticket. She didn't even know before then. But then out of nowhere, she never watched sports. But now when the Lakers were doing well, she watched every game with me and was super into it. So once I won the bet, I decided to put it in our wedding, and I'd say it was totally worth it to share it with her.
And it made it, and we appreciate your call. That made it a bonding moment.
Of course.
Right.
Then they're both in on it.
Right. Like when I was yelling for Leaping Larry, the horse. Come on, Larry, run him down.
What's Leaping Larry's next race?
I don't know.
I mean, we should find out.
Yeah.
We might
Except
have to
Except
then
become you won't fans. Get the odds that you got this time.
No, you're because he won, right?
Correct.
See, I understand a little bit.
You got to find it when it's like bigger odds.
Of course.
Josh Donaldson made a comment at Tim Anderson. The White Sox made them pay by sweeping a doubleheader. T.A. got booed last night throughout game two and then hit a three-run home run as part of a three-hit night for him. Was this a turning point of the season? 312-332-3776. What say you in 2 minutes?